Can I start? Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Mindful Runner. So this is Laken Riley. Laken Riley was a 20-year-old. She attended the University of Georgia. She was a runner and she was a nursing student. On February 22nd, she went on a run, and unfortunately and sadly, a guy by the name of Jose Antonio murdered her. While her run, she had her headphones and her phone. So she was tracking her run as well as listening to music. She fought for 17 seconds, and unfortunately, things ended up very sad. Her phone was hard to track, as well as her earbuds was found on the side of a trail. So I sent out a little form survey for myself. So I know a lot of local runners. Being part of the women's soccer team here, many of my teammates run. So regarding their safety, a lot of them don't feel safe while running. Being a female, running like at a certain time can be dangerous, like if we're running at night. So I sent on a survey, and a lot of them, 100% of the survey, said that they would be interested in an app, Mindful Running app. So continuing the statistics, so 1 in 3 women have been followed, approached, or physically threatened during a run. So this isn't something, you know, that's not aware, like this has happened many times. So starting where the Mindful, I guess, begins, this is Mindful Runner. So I wanted to create a platform that could help women feel more safer while they run. So with the dashboard, not only is it going to have your biometrics, but it's also going to have an SOS emergency, so that as soon as you click it, it's going to contact 911 and share your location with your emergency contact. These three icons are going to be very important, as the first icon is going to include all the safety features, so having your live location, notifying your emergency contact, and check-ins as throughout your run. So if you set a run for 5 miles and the halfway point is 2.5, it's going to have a check-in with you, as well as the SOS alert, and once you have finished your run, it's going to ask you if you're home safe. Following with the Mindful safety features, we're going to also have trails near you that are tailored to your needs. And regarding to the trails, there's going to be a scale from 1 to 5 rating the safety of those trails referred by other runners that have already been through those trails. And with that, it's also, like I said, going to be tailored to your needs. So if you input an injury, it's going to recommend you how to run, and depending on how you're feeling that day, it's going to refer you to a local trail that's tailored to your injuries or needs. And so our monthly subscription is going to be $9.99 per month, including all those safety features and or the biometrics. And then if you want a coach to align with that, it's going to be more so like for biometrics, like exerting your physical state and just kind of bettering your health. And so that's what we have for the financials, and my ask is just kind of to support the testing and like refining, kind of like promoting the mindfulness of running for women in this circumstance. So I'm going to trying to launch a kind of like a running focused app to truly help women feel comfortable while they run. And yeah, that's it. I think the motive for this is kind of featuring the importance of safety. So that would be my main focus, is starting the safety features and emphasizing that as the main app. Because yes, there's like Strava and Nike app, but those apps kind of focus on your biometrics and not so the safety for women. And given Laken Riley's story, like that happened in 2024, I think after that, like, you know, my dad himself always tells me, don't go running this late, like, be careful when you run. So I think I can never run mindfully knowing that there could be something happening behind me or something coming. So I think focusing on the safety features first would be my main start in, like, trying to...
so many fitness brands,
Yeah. So knowing also I'm a student athlete, so a lot of my teammates, like I said, run. And so when I see younger women running, I kind of put myself in their shoes. And, you know, I don't want anyone to feel or be in that situation at all, because I think Lake and Riley's story was very sad and very uneasy feeling, knowing that she was 22 years old. And so I think emphasizing and kind of, you know, to Julissa said, it's a big world we live in. And so I just think that letting women know that there's platforms like this that are around to really focus, that they don't have to be scared to, let's say, run when the sun is, like, setting or, yeah. I think definitely something that came in mind was sponsorships and partnerships as well. So I know a lot of, being a runner myself, I know a lot of marathon runners, people that have their own businesses, like F45 or certain training camps that are going around. So I think when they have nonprofit workshops and stuff, like incorporating that app into it, also being that they're both female owners, and so I think emphasizing that also brings a lot to the community. So it would be like essentially a trial. So you would, like any other app, you would have like a 7-day trial with those features, knowing that all other apps include the biometrics. What makes my app stand out is those safety features, and how easier will be, God forbid, in a situation that happened, to call 911 or directly track your trial. No, you would have to subscribe with the membership for the trial. Yeah. No, so I also talked to Wayne about this. So I, as I mentioned, like my initial plan wasn't to just target one audience or one consumer, but as of now, starting out as a startup, it would be directed to women, given Lake and Riley's story. So yes, but also eventually, as we gradually start to build the website and platform itself, it would be for males and so on.